West Coast in the building, you heard me?
Yo, this is Nick D.
I'm Brie K, and this is Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, a.k.a. Young Paul. Okay. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the That's Not Christian Podcast. Apologies for the delay, but we're back. We're here. We got Ant. We got Jimmy. And drumroll, please, our newest members, Kasari and Brie K, also known as Brie K and Kasari. And
welcome, yeah, ladies. Welcome.
Thanks, guys.
It's like energy level just dropped. We was behind the scenes just a second ago. There was on like 100.
Right. You know, and I was like, all the formalities. Let's just get right into it.
Let's go. Hey, listen, if you saw Instagram post, we are giving away cash today. So keep it locked. And we'll pick
Steamy
a couple from the comments. As long as you're subscribed, you'll be able to get Trump. Some of this
they got
money.
Stimulus. Right.
I know. A lot of people are thinking, "Oh, it's cap. It's cap. It's not cap. We're giving away money."
How you gonna give it to them
this episode? Right. We go. I'm gonna ask you either for your PayPal, or I'm gonna ask you for your Zelle or your Cash App or whatever you got.
This sounds like a Nigerian scam already.
How's that going? Right.
Send me the Cash App.
It's a Dominican scam.
Hey, shout out to the Dominicans. It was our National Independence Day yesterday, so
That's what you got the money for?
Shout out to the Dominicans.
No, I'm not.
Man.
I'm doing it to be a blessing to other people.
So you had some mango?
Whoa.
No, I had no mango yesterday.
One of these already, son?
You got a Guinness.
Nah.
Azúcar de caña.
Wow. I haven't seen that. That's dope.
That's an honor of you, son, since, you know, it's Dominican Day or whatever you said.
Appreciate
Dominicans drink Marta?
Yeah.
No. Why not?
I don't know.
What kind of question is
that? Mamawana.
That's Cuban, ain't it?
Nah.
Is it? No, it's not.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Is it Cuban? I say Cuban, fool.
It ain't Cuban.
All right, okay. All right. Oh, yeah, what are we talking about right now? Forget all of this.
What is going on?
I don't know. What you want to say? Yo, shout out to Mitch. There's a lot of people that want money up in here.
Now, I think they're here to support and celebrate Brie K and Kasari joining the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
What's good, Alvin? What's good, Chef Berg? What's good, JSLA?
Hey, what's good?
You know who Chef Berg is, right? Ain't that Josh?
That is Josh. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, is this a Lauryn Hill concert? Wow.
Shout out to everybody on Instagram, too. We're live on there. I see Wonder Beats. Switch.
His power out, but come on, man.
Yo, that's crazy. Shout out to Gabby Gill.
Huh?
What'd you say?
What y'all say? What happened?
What y'all say? What happened? I don't know.
I didn't say anything. Can you hear me?
Oh, I thought you said something. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, no.
All right.
Anyway, we're super thrilled because Brie K and Kasari decided to join our craziness. So,
they're hiding from a tunnel right now.
Yeah. What's up? Why did you guys say yes to joining the podcast? I know you guys have been supporters for a while. Probably since the beginning. So what happened? Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Go ahead. Well, I know that we have been actually talking about it for a couple of years, and we are such huge fans of y'all already, and we're friends, and we be vibing.
Well, she thinks that you guys are boring sometimes.
Am I lying?
I don't think
that could be true. That could be true.
I mean, that's
you have to use a little extra something.
I mean, I'll take that. That's cool. I mean, we can't be boring sometimes.
No, she's lying. My My only gripe was that you guys will talk about certain topics that I'm passionate about and not give the full story.
Oh,
because you didn't do your research.
Do you have an example?
She said y'all don't know what you're talking about. No.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. She said we're boring and we don't know what we're talking about. That's what I heard.
Someone said fired.
On the first day, right? First of all, they late. They're late the first day of the job, number
and
one.
They called the, yo, how you late and ain't get at your bosses? Like, it's not boss, but hey, like you just come in like, yo, this is what it is.
Hey, I like that energy, though. Hey, what topics specifically are you referring to? That's what I'm saying, Chef Berg. Bring that, you know what I mean? Bring the evidence. Chapter and verse, please.
Yo, Jay, just give him the money for the camera.
Y'all are crazy. Like,
let's go. Let's go.
Oh yeah.
Which one?
Tory Lanez. When it first happened, I feel like you guys weren't like saying the full story. I mean, nobody had like the full story, but I feel like you talk about something, assume that nobody knows who these people are or like their connections and stuff like that.
Yeah,
true. Oh, you wanted the deep dive,
the TMZ.
No, not the deep dive.
They wanted to know the best friend's name, everything.
No.
Yeah. See, look.
I'm definitely Team Free Tory for sure.
You want to know what toe got shot off?
Mm.
Oh my god!
But it didn't though.
Well, yeah.
Free Tory. No. I agree.
Yeah, it's Free Tory.
I didn't deport him.
So back to the question though, you guys asked why did we join the show?
Yeah.
I think I'm just ready to run my mouth, honestly.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm ready to talk about things that we've been wanting to talk about.
And then because truth runs marathons.
And free us from boredom.
Yeah, I think on our side it was we wanted, number one, the female dynamic. And then number two, we wanted somebody to bring, you know, that spice into it. And I'm not talking about, you know, the other spice guy.
What a segue.
Wow. Speaking of.
Right.
So,
right.
Here's the thing, though. Before we get
into the topic,
Alvin says bonchinches, right? And translating in English for our non-speaking Spanish people, it's gossip, right? And we don't want to deal with gossip. We just want to deal with truth, you know. Right. And stuff
so
like
he's not
that,
extra spicy or anything. Like
so you want to gossip now?
Right.
Nah, and that's well. I mean, again, it's not gossip, but still. Anyway,
the spice guy.
Right. Yeah. Hey. No. And no shade, right? Because you know,
because he does
to see your face on a product is. I mean, it's cool.
I'm not mad at it, man. Now I want to be on the a double packet too. I want to be on the sazon packet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mike or
something like that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, wait, y'all don't want to gossip? Why'd you add Bree and Kasairi?
Ooh.
First of all, sir, block him.
Block him.
On commenting.
They block them already. Yeah, they want to block people on the first day.
That's hilarious.
Oh, don't worry, I got the credentials right here.
Oh, yeah. Jay, clear up what you mean by spice guy. Like you just jumped.
Yeah, so we Jimmy actually sent the photo, I guess. There's a couple of CHH artists who have their own like spice what would you say? Spice bottle, right? They have their face on it.
Seasoning.
There you go. Seasoning. So some of them are, you know, I don't even remember the guy's name right now.
Who?
They got Brian Trejo on there. I think Miles Minnick is on there.
Trejo Tacos.
Yeah, Miles Minnick. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, that's racist, huh?
Yeah, it's mad racist. Angie Rose Adobo.
Yeah, Angie Rose is Adobo. So.
Yeah, they had fried chicken seasoning for somebody. Who was it?
No. Oh, Kenton Jones. No.
Kenton Jones. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, Kenton Jones.
Wait, is this real? Yeah, is this true? I want to know if this is true.
No, you didn't see the picture. He sent it.
Hold on. I'm gonna pull up the
You didn't get those. No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it's dead serious. Like,
yeah, let me see. But what's the point though? I'm saying, like, why are you bringing up the spices? Like,
yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Like,
well, only because, right, there was a pretty major headline concert or event that was gonna happen.
Like 4 years ago, right?
Yeah,
a couple discrepancies.
Yeah, and ever since then, we haven't heard anything really about it.
There's a cruise going on or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah, on a cruise? Yeah.
Sure.
The Fire Festival.
Yeah, and then our our new co-host, we're part of that concert, right?
Yo, everybody was gonna perform there. It was like the biggest concert.
What is it called? What are you talking about?
The Summer Fest, right? I was gonna
Summer Fest. What's so funny?
Yo, you know what's crazy? It's like we were planning what we were talking about podcasting live at the
event. From there, right?
Yeah, from that. Well, not like at the event because we weren't invited.
We was going to crash it.
Yeah, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and we were thinking about doing a podcast live there. So mm-hmm. everybody was going, yo, that would have been ill because all of TNC would have been in the same crazy. Room for the first time. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it would have been more ill we was there. And like, and turn around the camera and nobody in the crowd, yo. No artists, okay. Nothing.
Well, now nobody's there, so you can really go do that right now.
With that empty stadium. Like, yeah. So, look, see? This dead serious. Look, Canton Jones chicken seasoning.
Bay spice. Okay. I don't know if I want to be called bay spice.
This is real facts.
This is real.
This is a product, yeah. I think it's dope.
Did these people give him permission to do that?
They had to. They probably get a little.
I think they were posting it. Oh, their own. Like,
oh, okay.
Yo, who's in the top right? Who's that? Prophet Link? Who's that?
I don't even know who that could be.
I don't know who that is, son. Can you zoom in?
Who's that at the bottom? Is that AI?
Nah, that ain't AI.
Chef Berg. Yo, Josh, did you approve this?
Yeah, how come some people have their names and others don't? Or is it just that we can't really see?
Oh, no, their names is up there. Yeah. You got to zoom in. Their names is up there. It's at the top.
Yeah, I think it's just the way the picture was taken, man.
Yeah, but on the top, anyway. No.
What was the question?
Oh, did anybody try him?
Nah, he ain't seen this one.
Oh, okay.
I thought for sure.
Are they like in stores or is it like upon order or something? Or we don't know.
I think Ann should have got like.
I should have got the whole package.
In fact, the what's it called? Yeah, the gift.
Wait, Ann, did you get some spices?
Why does it sound so funny? No, I didn't get. I didn't get anything. I got.
You got a phone call.
Ann wanted to say pause, but he didn't know why.
Right, he's just like, I'm gonna say pause just in case because that sounded
I said I ain't get a package. I'm like, pause. I'm gonna pause that. I don't want no packages from nobody.
But you got some spices?
Nah, I didn't get nothing. I didn't even know he asked. Oh. He ain't even mentioned that.
You got a phone call?
I got a phone call for sure. I got a phone call. All I did was ask about refunds. That was it.
Oh, that was on the show, right? We was talking on the show about the event.
Because who was it? Keisha.
We got some intel. I don't have intel. I just I have questions like everyone else because I was just wondering if other people got refunds because I know some of my family members bought tickets and they haven't got a refund. But
no, don't say that.
I'm just wondering if other people got them. That's all.
Well, if they
people in the comments, did y'all get refunds?
Say that again.
Yes.
I was gonna say, didn't y'all get paid? Y'all gonna have to give your family back the refunds.
No, we didn't get paid.
They didn't pay y'all neither, so they took money.
We didn't do anything. So what will we be getting paid for? Right.
So y'all didn't get no upfront money.
Yeah.
No.
Damn. Fire Jimmy.
Fire Jimmy.
Yeah, I didn't broker that deal. I had no knowledge of that deal. it wasn't.
No front.
Any artist or any
anybody on TNC, I'm brokering your deals. I'm gonna make sure you get money up front. All right, because that's crazy.
Wait. Yes. All those artists on that lineup that he had, people bought their tickets prepaid. You kidding me, yo? And so no one got any up. No,
nah, not nobody. Not nobody. We just know.
I don't know.
The people that we spoke to.
Maybe the big artists did, but
right,
we didn't though.
But also, like, it just makes me wonder, where did that money go? Because I would assume that you did a pre-sale because you wanted to use that money partially to pay the artist and then partially to pay the stadium.
My guess is, if I had to guess where the money went, it had to be to the
venue. Pockets.
No, oh. It had to be to the venue because it was like a really big venue, and to secure
the venue,
it,
you needs a deposit.
Yeah, but they should have given that money back.
I would assume so, just to secure it. Like, you can't tell them, well, we're going to have it on this date for free.
No, I know, not for free, but like, okay, so how much do you think the deposit was?
Six figures.
No, that's a good question.
Let's find out.
Now, they had to get that money back, though. There wasn't no show. They don't have to...
Now you lose your security deposit, man.
Bro, it's not his fault. It was COVID.
True. Right.
That too.
I mean,
all we have is speculation. We don't know. We don't know what happened.
Right.
Yeah, I think you don't technically. Well, you're not gonna get your security money back, but they'll hold it and be like, okay, we'll try to work with you on another date. But bro, it's been 4 years already.
4 years, right? Bro. And then it was gonna go to a cruise, right?
Right. That was another thing.
What I heard. Bro. I don't know, man.
I don't know. All I know is that today we giving away money and it's for real. So,
bro. Oh, are you scamming again
with Flavor Fest? Yo, I'm about to find out, yo.
Wait, Flavor Fest? What Flavor Fest got to do with it?
Oh no, Summer Fest. Whatever. The No Money Fest. That's what it is. I don't know. The No Refund Fest.
The No Show Fest.
Yeah, the COVID Fest.
Yeah,
I don't know. Spice Fest. I don't know, man. I'm about to find out from him, yo. Get him on here and be like, yo, because Keisha, at the time, it took a while, but she finally got her money back. But that was one person, so I don't know what it was.
And that was because she probably made a post and all that stuff, right? And
it started make a again. Post.
And that was like the beginning, right? Where everything so.
Yeah,
that's the other part of it.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
No,
so nobody got money. The venue maybe the venue robbed everybody.
The venue gonna rob people, bro? People were still doing shows during COVID. What are you talking about?
They were doing shows in that venue. LA was shut down, bro.
No. There were shows at that venue. A lot of people canceled. Yeah. There were shows at that venue. I remember because I looked it up.
Oh, I don't know, bro. All I know is that. Spices are being sold now. That's all I know.
You know, sometimes you gotta pivot.
Don't put the camera on us when you're talking.
Wait, you didn't say nothing.
My bad. The director is checking.
I don't know, man.
Soften the blow.
Right.
Yo, I do know he's like, what's your man? Jimmy, you say his name, he pops up.
Bryson.
Yeah. Yo, you don't even gotta tag him or nothing. You say Bryson's name and he pops up in the comments. So I'm sure MC
Knight, like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, MC Knight, he'll pop up. Same thing. So we'll hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I love to talk to him and see what's going on. I know
get him on, yo.
I know Prophet Link considers him an OG. So I like to hear more Prophet about that.
Prophet Link, I think he's looking for somebody to do beats on his album. You want him, BK?
Chill.
Never mind.
Do not turn the camera this way. Don't do that.
You need to keep it on all four, yeah. But
go ahead.
I don't even know. That messed me up just
now. Yeah. Now you know what? I definitely want to say I'm thankful that you guys are on the show.
I think for a long time we felt like we needed a different perspective. I had a friend, shout out to Nini. She told me a long time ago, she's like, yo, y'all need a woman's perspective and this and that. You know what I mean? If y'all can't find a woman, you know what I mean? I'll come on the show. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool when the opportunity came up and the conversation came up. You know what I mean? Y'all was the first name that came up and y'all were receptive to it too, you know?
I was surprised. I didn't think
we appreciate really, it.
I didn't think y'all was going to say yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because you thought we were boring.
And uninformed.
Don't be spreading no rumors.
I was like, yo, I like they don't even come, they don't even check us anymore. Like,
no, but I did tell you guys when it's like not the four of you, the dynamic is different.
For sure.
Yeah, when it's all four of you for the most part.
And here we are with our switch, because this
without switch, bro.
A dude is in Gaza Strip.
Dude didn't pay his light bill. Right. He got AT&T.
He paying installments. You see,
yo, good pivot. Yeah. That was good. Yeah, so AT&T had issues last week. Mm-hmm. So their service wasn't working starting at 3 a.m. Mm-hmm.
That's Eastern only in the East Coast, right? Or was that nationwide?
No, nationwide, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nationwide. They had nobody was getting any service, no nothing. Pretty much, it was almost like 12 to 15 hours before they even said, hey, we got a fix and all this other stuff. So
the fix was Wi-Fi, wasn't it?
Fix was what? Sorry?
Wi-Fi. Just connect to your Wi-Fi and you're good?
Right. Yeah, so some of the fellas, they have AT&T, and I mentioned and in the chat, I was like, yo, you guys have got service or anything like that? And they didn't even notice, right? Because you're at home, you connect to the Wi-Fi, so you didn't really know. And it wasn't until then that it was like, oh, it says SOS. And then it was like, what? I wouldn't have known. But I think Ant had a situation where his phone wasn't working, but somebody in his family's phone was working.
Yeah, that was so weird. We have five both phones. AT&T, right? We got five lines. And out of all of them, only one of them was working. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, so there was speculation that this could be some sort of, you know, cyber attack, because AT&T is considered, at least in the United States, a major carrier that provides internet and obviously cell coverage to a lot of government entities and, you know, obviously nationwide. So for them to be down for that long is unheard of, unless it was very serious. So it kind of got us thinking like, yo, is this an attack, or, you know, is this like the beginning of that movie that we talked about a couple
Months ago?
Yeah, Leave the World Behind, you know, with tech. And then also my car, the Tesla, uses AT&T service to connect, right? But I couldn't check it at the time because I was at work. So then that got me thinking, like, dang, like, it's true. Like, all these cars are going to be crashing into each other. Like, that's it. It's over. So it was pretty good. Did you girls get any issues with your service out in Cali?
They're using AT&T right now.
Well, we're in California, so even if it was down, it wouldn't be down. No, I have T-Mobile and she has Verizon. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Mobile game.
Yeah. Speaking of Verizon.
But real quick, anybody who tried to text us that we didn't respond to, I'm just letting y'all know. I'm just letting you know, like, it's not because we have AT&T. We just don't want to talk to you. I'm just letting you know that. But anyway, it's because you're so.
Wow.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. What was that about Verizon?
Love you on red and everything.
I was going to say that because you mentioned Verizon, and this portion of the episode is actually sponsored by Visible. You could click the link in the description. So if you have AT&T and you want to switch to Visible. They're powered by Verizon. You get $20 off your first month service. And I'm actually a Visible customer. Let's see if we can pull it up here. So you see I have T-Mobile and I have Visible. Mm-hmm. So uses dang. Verizon.
Well, got more bars than T-Mobile.
Yeah, you're both.
I know.
Well, one is my personal line and one is my business line. So, I don't carry two phones.
Oh,
I got two phones.
Jason, yeah, I got two phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Yeah, no, and the reason I got it, I mean, I've been a Visible customer for a while, but I was like, well, if T-Mobile goes down, then I got Verizon to back me up, and then vice versa. So, yeah. So make sure you click the link in the description. Get $20 off if you want to switch out of AT&T and have reliable coverage like Verizon does. Get Visible.
So are you rethinking like the whole Tesla thing now with this whole AT&T shutdown?
No.
No, not really, because I mean the Teslas, you know, I'm not the one really driving, it's just there to be rented out.
So the people have the renters can say, hold on, like, you know.
Yeah.
They drive off. Yeah.
Drive at your risk.
All right, they already paid.
Yeah, they pay.
So. The check is clear, son. You're on your own.
Exactly. Listen, the data is not exclusive to Tesla, right? Because a lot of newer cars are also connected. So, you know, I know Ford was having issues, a lot of issues actually, with their stuff, with the whole AT&T situation. Their cars couldn't connect, and then
that doesn't make it okay.
I mean, it's out of my control, right? It's out of my
control. He's like, yo, it wasn't just Tesla, it was Ford too.
I'm just saying.
That's so bad. Nah, but for real, like, so what was the issue with like Ford? Like they could still navigate and stuff. The car still worked, right? It wasn't like it was an issue where
The car still worked. It was just like certain connectivity you wouldn't be able to access if you have the ability. You wasn't able to access your car from the app. Mm-hmm. Your navigation wouldn't work because it's connected to the data.
This is for Ford, right?
So yeah, for Tesla as well.
Okay, you can still drive the car. It's just your navigation doesn't work.
Drive the car, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, the car
drive like a normal person.
Yeah, yeah.
Dang, exactly. Like regular, like the poors,
regular people. Yeah, yeah, like
the peasants.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yuck.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
God, my navigation is down.
So it's not anything like in that movie with Julia Roberts and the cars are just zooming and crashing.
No, not at all. I mean, and now those cars were empty, like there was no driver. The car can't drive itself without a driver being in the seat. And obviously paying attention as well. So
I don't believe you.
Hacked. Tell me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Don't believe me then.
Wait till it's hacked. And then you going along for the ride, banging on the side of your window screaming.
Right. But then that would prove his point, because if he's in the car and he's banging in the window, he said you can't drive it unless somebody's in the car.
That's true.
Might as well go live at that point.
Right? You know how many views we'll get?
Woo. Dog.
Crazy. But yes, it is susceptible to getting hacked. And I think at the end of the day, AT&T just put out a release that just said that it was like an engineer's fault, because during the night is when they do their updates for like their network and like their servers and all that. So they said, you know, there was an error that came with a patch and caused all these issues. But really knows, right? I mean, they can say whatever they want.
One dude did all of this, just like, one messed up like that, bro. Like something is seriously wrong with your system, bro. With like one dude in the middle,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
I saw Street Hems post a screenshot of like AT&T, I guess, like sent out a text like, oh, sorry, basically. And he texts back like, okay, but what you gonna do? What you gonna do for me though? And I agree.
So you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna give you $20.
Yeah, something like that. Something crazy. Yeah, I thought it was $20.
Bro, on $5? This show, we're gonna get more money. AT&T's gonna get
more than AT&T.
Yeah,
$5,
man. He's just waving
$5. Mind you, this is for one account. Like, and he got like 40 lines, right? Imagine just getting $5 for 40 lines,
bro.
That's crazy.
$5, that's crazy.
It is. You should switch to Visible. Use the link.
You can't even get an iPhone charger for that price,
bro. Like, imagine you're on AT&T, right? And you have like $1 million deal. Call waiting, right? That you gotta have like 9 a.m. that day.
MC Nice is calling you to headline.
Right. So, I was getting a call. I have a seasoning deal along with headlining the next cruise.
Right.
And he got now you. AT&T is out, yo.
He wants you to approve the photos for his.
Bro, the spice.
That's the merch pack for the concert, man. It's the name, man.
And what if that taco seasoning was for me and I missed the call, yo?
Well, you should have been invisible.
It could have been you instead of Brian T, dog. You know what I'm saying? Ants tacos. You know what I'm saying? Right.
You know what I'm saying? I could have beat out Canton Jones for the chicken seasoning. And now look. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy, like,
AT&T and I get a $5 discount. I can't even buy one seasoning with that.
Man,
that's just crazy out here, yo.
It is. But yeah, that's what happened. And then something interesting, kind of related but not related. There was a Congress meeting about maybe a month ago regarding a cybersecurity issue.
I told you.
But you said it's not a cyber attack.
I told you.
I know, but they had this meeting, right? It was highly classified. And America's number one top stock market trader, Nancy Pelosi, during session, mind you, goes and buys an option call, which is an option, you know, for those that know about stocks, on Palo Alto Network, and they are a cybersecurity firm that deals with cybersecurity issues.
Okay.
So she buys a call. She buys two of them, basically adding up to $1 million and change dollars. And then Congress is supposed to release the information that they bought stocks or whatever, and it came out this week that she bought $1 million and change worth of calls on Palo Alto stock. And then it turns out that Palo Alto was hired to do the consulting for another company called United Health, because it seemed that they experienced some hack. Yes. So then everybody starts talking. It's like, man, this is crazy. How are Congress people allowed to trade on, you know, basically inside information, right? Because if I did that, bro, see, the SEC would be knocking on my door. I'm arrested. I was FaceTime in jail, everything. Any one of us here, right? But not her, right? And an interesting tweet by a certain YouTuber.
Your inspiration.
My inspiration, yes. Mm-hmm. And let me pull it up here.
He says,
Mr. Beast. He says, it's a little sad that an active member of Congress can cause billions of dollars of stock to shift like this. Is it also not absurd that the people that make our laws and know classified information can trade on public market? The fact that they can get intel before the rest of America and are constantly tempted not to make millions off of it is just a situation we shouldn't be putting them in and seems stupid to me. I'd be all for paying them more and they not be able to invest or some other solution. He tweeted this and then the tweet got deleted. Or he
had to. He had to because he didn't want to get Hillary'd. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Listen, I think we need to keep things in perspective, man. You know, like I'm concerned that you picked this as a topic because look, man. In the last 3 or 4 years, like we haven't had any mean tweets.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And this is the price that we pay as a society to have nice tweets.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And you just got to remember that, man. You know, that the world is a better place.
So what are we saying?
You know, now that.
For anybody who's not reading between the lines of what JSLA is saying, he's saying that you give up your freedom. That's what he's saying. When you want to have nice tweets, you give up your effing freedom.
Emphasis, right? With the emphasis. Hey, that's what y'all wanted, man.
Hey, that's
what so you think because of so you, are you saying because of Trump, we have less freedoms?
I was gonna actually mention that. What's it called? Grow the heck up. Just commented. Mm-hmm. Pelosi's nephew works for the talent agency that manages Mr. Beast.
I was gonna get to that, but we jumped the gun.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Shout out to GTGU.
That was so good. Yeah, so then it came out after a couple of days that he tweeted the thing got deleted because it was odd, right? Mr. Beast is not one to really, number one, he's not going to really get political, right? Because he's so big and all this other stuff. Pause. But then I have to delete it. And then it comes out that the agency that he's part of, her nephew or whatever, is part of it. So kind of
is it his agency though?
Not personally his, but the that represent him, right?
Oh, okay.
It's his agency, bro. When Pelosi is your auntie, she's your TT. It's his agency, dog.
No. I'm Mr. Beast. Not that dude. I don't even know who that dude is. Who is he?
Who?
Mr. Beast?
Nah, the
Pelosi. Yeah, it's a nephew of Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. How many nephews
ain't
she got? Right.
I don't know. One of them is the governor of California.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Well,
he's related to her?
They're kind of. They're kind of related because it's like his aunt used to be married to her brother-in-law or something like. It's something like that.
Oh,
so they're kind of related, but not like by blood.
I mean, that's crazy. So look, she got her hands in everything, everywhere, and yeah, it's crazy. And I agree with Mr. Beast there. Like, I don't think these people should be trading.
Yeah.
You think they should get a raise too? Like he was saying.
A raise.
That's what he said, right?
They already make six figures.
To do nothing. They got all the inside information. Every one of them is rich, yo.
Bro, they need a livable wage. Like, didn't you see AOC saying that she couldn't get an apartment and furniture and all that, bro? They need livable wages, bro.
Okay, where's she at right now? Where's she at right now?
In DC. She got a brownstone in DC now. She
exactly. Exactly.
Bro, but she needs a raise, bro. Like, what do you mean, bro? Think of all the mean tweets that you guys didn't like experience in the last couple years, man.
Bro, I'm sure she's getting plenty of raises, yo.
Yeah.
She's good. Definitely. She's good.
Definitely.
All right, man. Look, yeah. Kyle says Z's. He said we boring right now, yo.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so he agrees with Kasari.
Yeah, he's talking about Mr. Beast, yo.
But Kyle, like, doesn't want to talk about anything else, though. Usually, when you guys talk about it, like, he says it's all sinful and carnal.
He wants you to read straight from the Bible.
For an hour and a half straight. Just kidding. Love you, Kyle.
Yo, Kyle be in the comments, man. Kyle be in the comments. Yeah, he be like, Yo, some block me.
He's getting blocked, yo. He's the most blocked man ever, yo.
Yo.
Did you guys hear that story of the lady that got money from her city, I believe, or like a government agency, and then she spent it all
stuff.
On like a trip?
Yeah, they picked like, I don't want to give misinformation, so go ahead and look this up, anybody who's listening, but they picked like 100 people or something to give $10,000 to. I think it was in New York, if I'm not mistaken, but it was through a government program. It was our tax money, basically, that they gave.
Oh,
they picked
like, it's from D.C.
or whatever. Yeah,
I was about to say, yeah.
Or D.C. or something, but they picked these different women or whatever to give $10,000 to, and yeah, she decided to blow it all on a trip in Miami.
Let's go.
Yo, so was that a bad thing? What she did?
I mean, if the government's giving you money, you get to decide what to do with it, right? But I'm just like, where's my 10K? That's just what I'm wondering. Like,
nah, you don't get no 10K though.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
How do I get 10K?
That's exactly what she's arguing. That's exactly what she's arguing. She's like, where's mine?
Yeah, how do I get 10K?
Yeah, so it's a program, right, called Strong Family, Stronger Futures, that's designed to help poor local families in their time of need. So they chose 132 women to receive 10,800 of taxpayer funds. Okay.
That's crazy.
So this lady, 27 years old, went, she took the money and she decided to take her and the family to a trip to Miami.
She wanted to get flued out.
Yeah.
On my dime. On our dime.
So they said she opted to get the money because you can choose to get $900 in monthly payments or take basically.
No, dog, I want all mine now.
Yeah, she wanted it all up front, right? So, but they said she took six of it and spent it on some, spend it on a BBL.
Yeah, matter.
Stop. Yeah, I saw that.
So, but she did pay some bills. She bought a used car, right? Bro, how'd she get a used car and all of this on 10K and six of BBL?
Yo, that money be stretching. Where's she from? DC?
DC. And she took the, she bought the kids all new clothes every day. She must have bought them some Old Navy. and yeah, she bought them all clothes. She bought them clothes every day.
And Yeezy pods. Daddy too.
They know daddy there.
Yeah, there's a, they said in the article said that.
Nah, I didn't say no daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I didn't say nothing about it. So she bought steak, dinner, toys, new phones. Dang. Bro, she really.
Yo, they must have gave her a debit card or something like that. Cause how they tracking all her expenses like that, bro? See,
nah, she said it. No. She said.
Oh, she was saying like, here's the list.
She was like, this is what she did. She was so her reasoning was like, yo, I took the money. And I gave the kids the time of their lives, like something I could have never have done on my own. So,
okay.
So she was like, yo, why not take the money and show my kids something that they'll never forget?
Miami, though? Like,
yeah, I mean, where else was she going to get a BBL for six and spend the rest of the four?
DR, Columbia,
you know DR.
Bro, that means I had to get passports, yo.
Oh, yeah, 200 each. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's three kids, huh? So, four passports, right? Then she would have had to wait a couple of months to get them.
No, you could get the same day.
Same day, what?
Yeah, you could get the same day.
Oh, you could do the emergency. Yeah, you gotta get an appointment. You might not even get it the same day. But yeah, I mean, possible. 400, right?
She did yacht tours.
She did yacht tours. She said she got some steak. She got her nails done. The kids got new clothes and fun. Bro, how she do this with 10K?
Shoot, and she they say six figures is not enough.
She must pay that La Quinta.
She the next Dave Ramsey, bro. The way she stretched that 10.
That's what I.
She need to be giving money tips for real.
Real talk.
Yeah, steak dinners. I mean, steak dinner like a real nice restaurant.
Nah,
$50-$70.
Bro, going to Sizzler. What are you talking about? You going to Sizzler? Give me my potato.
Ain't no way, bro.
And my toast, my cheese toast.
I wonder how
long. I mean, can we be mad at her though? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not mad at her.
Hey, taxation is theft, man. What'd you do with your Trump buck?
You mad? Are y'all mad at her for doing that?
No, I'm not mad at her because she saw a program and she took advantage of it the way she wanted to.
Totally legal too, right?
I would,
right. Everything would. She did what she wanted to do. Like, I'm not mad at her for that.
She paid some bills.
Whenever I saw the story, I felt two ways. One way was like, dang, yo, she just like, you know, spent all this money. She could have invested it. She could have, you know, changed her life forever. But then when they mentioned that, you know, she got the kids clothes, she got herself a car, and like she said that she did all these things so the kids could see what they can achieve in life if they work hard, right? Even though technically, you know, she
worked hard for that money.
The money, yeah.
That's great.
That's where I was like, yeah. That's where I was like, I mean, at least she didn't blow it all on herself. Like she did something that
everybody went to herself.
That's what I'm saying. Only half of it, not all of it. You know?
More than half. It's like three in each.
You hear stories, right, where they'll just do this and just it's all for themselves, right? They'll do BBLs and all the L's and everything mm-hmm. else, right? Yeah. But you know, she spent it with her family, so I ain't mad at it.
So you said she could have changed her life. Changed her life how? With 10,000?
She could have put
yeah, it. I was going to ask.
Would have been too. A millionaire right now.
You sound like those YouTubers, man.
Right. In 2 weeks.
Right.
Right.
What you do? What you do bro. First is you get your LLC. Once you get your LLC, then you go open the bank account, and then once
at
you
Navy
get
the Fed. Bank
account, then right at Navy Fed. Then you apply for SBA loan. Immediately, you get $50,000. You invest that. You buy yourself a SUV. You know, get yourself one of those Mercedes Benz AMG trucks. You know what I mean? Because you can write it off by 100,000 of it.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, exactly. And then boom. Then now they live in Miami, right?
You know what would have been crazy? What would have been ill? What would have been life changing if she would have took that 10K and bought 2,000 a month of membership with TNC podcast? You know?
Oh, that's well. Yeah.
Life would have been.
That would have changed her life, all right.
Yeah, 2,000.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now I would say during that yacht tour in Miami, she probably should have did some fishing. That would have changed her life.
Right. Literally, what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
She would have caught the right package.
Oh, Griselda packages. Right.
That's exactly. Boom. She would have flipped that.
Yo, shout out to Switch. Remember the EIN number for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I forgot sure. about that.
Switch said she would have been a millionaire by now. See?
See? He be following the same people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look how his electricity works now.
Yo, Mitch talking about flipping birds. You said you sent me that 10K. I'll flip it to 35 in a week.
Word, Mitch?
Mitch knows.
You ain't going to do shit.
Wow.
35 in a week.
Why are you doing that? Get on camera. Laugh on camera. It's G-Wiley. It's G-Wiley. We're going on the job. We fired already. Kyle over here talking about bring back Switch. He don't want us up here. Rehire Switch. Dang. My bad, Kyle. My bad.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, Switch says she should have invested in Bitcoin.
Yeah, you know, man. There's a lot of things she should have and could have did.
Right.
Right.
But she enjoyed
it. But
I'm
just mad that the government keep giving money to people, giving my money away to people.
Right.
Come on.
That's what I'm mad about.
Yeah.
Come on.
Agreed.
I mean, it was DC, though. It ain't your money. You don't live in DC.
It is, though.
I guess.
It's all our money. DC is all of our money. That's the whole nation. But here's the thing, too. If I were to try to even take 10K out of my 401k, I have to pay taxes on that again. Like,
Unless you use it as a loan.
Give me the hack.
Well, you can take that 10K. You could take that 10K from your 401k, buy a house, but you're not going to get taxed on it. So
that's true.
That house is valued.
You know the prices in OC right now?
And then when the house price goes up, you take out that HELOC, right? There you go. Boom.
Yeah, and then you're going to get the line of credit, and you're going to flip that, too.
Flip that, yeah.
You get a couple properties, and then rental income coming in, and then boom, you retire.
You got to get the LLC for the rental properties. More.
Boom. And then you just buy.
And then they're going to put it in trust.
You're right. You got to put it in trust.
Put it in trust. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, y'all go ahead and give me that hat.
Right. Who gonna front me though? Yeah.
Who gonna front you?
Yeah. Hey, you got the 10K in the 401k. That's right.
But she's trying to use your 10K to test
your 10K though, yo.
Exactly.
Oh, nah. I'm gonna get my 10K to Mitch so he can make it into 35. Then I got you.
You're negative 35. Okay. The IRS is coming.
Knocking on your door. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I guess it was I'm not mad at her.
You going to prison?
You're going on vacation, right?
Right. For
10K. For 10K.
Okay.
Right. Oh my gosh.
It's all inclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh man,
that's why I watch Griselda.
Yo, how is this dude in the comments?
I have no idea.
This dude has his icon that says, "Did I just find $300?"
What?
His icon, pull up his comment again. Look, did I just find $300?
This guy. Yeah.
He's looking at shoes. That's funny. Anyway. Listen, speaking of $300, let's give away some of this.
Let's do Biden.
That's it. That's what we got. We're gonna do this.
Did you find your Zelensky in the comments?
Zelensky.
What?
The winner. Zelensky. For the money. The free money.
Oh.
Because he thinks he's Biden. Oh, he's giving away money.
Yo, so real quick, because I know we did speak on, you know, Bree K and Kasari, you know, joining.
Yeah.
But
not really, though.
You're right. Not really. They kind of said, they touched on that we were boring and we needed help. So
they did say that, though.
Yeah, yeah. To sum it up. But we're on for good, right? I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing here? We didn't even really finish speaking on it. What? Y'all here to stay? Well, what's up?
Kyle don't want us.
Yeah, he don't want us.
Kyle is
sexist.
But good thing this ain't the Kyle show.
Right.
Oh, let's go. It's TNC, not T and Kyle. You know what I mean?
Right. T and K.
Yeah. We're here for now. We're here to stay.
For now.
I don't know how frequently because
she said until she get another offer.
Might be fired after today.
We're gonna have to work on these cameras.
Right.
Effects.
No, I don't think you're going to be fired. I think this is exactly what I envision and what we envision. And we're just super excited to have you on. And I'm sure everybody in the comments can agree. So you'll be seeing a lot more of Bree K and Kasari on here with all of us. So we appreciate it.
Yo, Misha, he thought they were interns.
Who said that?
Misha said that. Is that true?
They thought this was an internship.
I see. You
don't speak for me.
Voss is on.
Yeah.
Kyle said one and
done. Yo, Switch said we were inspired by the 3-point contest.
Wow.
That's foul, son.
Right.
That's foul.
That's crazy.
That's and, what he
stupid. Oh, Voss put Cash Marie. What?
Hey, Alvin said, "I vote let him stay."
Stay.
So, shout out to Alvin.
Yeah. Alvin, can you do me a favor?
Uh-oh.
On Instagram, can you call me on the TNC account? We're gonna get you right now, live on air, and we're gonna send you this money so you know that this is real.
Wait, you just randomly?
You just picked Alvin just because of that comment?
No, that was like I had Alvin in
Alvin, call me.
Yeah. No, wait.
Go ahead.
You just what happened here? You just picked a random name. You just said, "Yo, I'm picking random.
I'm picking random."
So what made you pick Alvin? And Alvin, right. I'm not trying to block your bread. I'm just asking.
Don't block your blessing.
I'm just asking, like, how you like? You just like, yo, Alvin.
All right, I'm gonna pick up this call because Alvin's taking forever.
You're gonna pick hold on, Alvin. I'll call him for you.
Hold on.
I'm gonna call him Alvin, right now. For you, Alvin. King.
Hello,
get your money.
Yo,
run me my coins.
Yo, what's good? You guys hear this?
Uncle Boss,
right, and he said, hold run on. Me my coins. Yo.
All right, what's good, Boss? What's your PayPal, bro?
Oh, I don't know my PayPal.
What's your Zelle?
He said he's not putting that on the airways, man. You gotta take that conversation offline. Well,
all right. You know what I'm gonna
do? Alvin, bro, make up your mind.
I know we're gonna hit Alvin. Hold on, we're gonna hit Alvin. Hold on.
You just talking to Voss?
Yeah. Yeah, we talk. Yeah, you're
bro,
right.
What
yeah,
is this guy doing? All
right, you got Cash App?
Yeah, I do.
Ant's over here all wondering right. Why it's not him.
Hold on. No, we're gonna hit Alvin. Hold on. We're gonna hit Alvin.
Why are you asking for Voss's?
No, because Voss called me.
Oh, Voss,
he get a bag just for call. Let me call you right now because I need to.
Does everybody just call this dude? Because obviously he's giving
everybody blow call and right now.
What's the Cash App, Voss? All right, here we go.
Yo, Kim wanted to know Switch got fired.
Yeah, Switch got fired. He, I don't know what he's doing over there.
I don't know why you're not coming up. There's a whole bunch of people. Hold on, let me put your dollar sign over here. Hold on.
It's dollar sign A N T.
Here we go. I got you. I got
easy. Dollar sign J is L A. It's simple.
I got
man.
You. I got you. Here yeah. we go.
What this dude is doing, yo?
He's doing the most. This is a podcast.
This is
what he doing.
Getting Jerry Lewis over here.
Hold on. If you say that, then it's coming.
It says,
I got it.
All right. There you go. God bless you, brother. Thanks.
God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, Alvin. Where you at? Where you at, Alvin?
Bless you, brother. Thanks.
Hey, yo, Chef Berg said you're going to mail that cash to him. He said he'll drop the address.
Yo, Chef Bird, we're going to send you some seasoning since you're a chef.
That's our zone package, dog.
Yeah. We're going to send you that. We're going to send you that. The taco seasoning.
Where's Alvin at? Alvin. Did he drop his Cash App or PayPal?
Alvin said Pelosi is a crook. He should have won. I like that.
Where he at? Where he at?
Yo, Kim said you should at least pick the number. Like, yo, she's like, yo, you whack for that.
Yo, Kimberly. Oh. Kimberly, send your Cash App.
Oh, yo, what?
Yo, this dude tripping.
This dude.
Yo, he sent everybody $2 bills.
Alvin and Kimberly, they call me on Instagram. That's not Christian. You'll be live on air. In the meantime, why are you doing that? Let's do the word of the day.
Shout out to Ellen.
Are you doing the word of the day? You're giving money out.
Yeah, you're giving money. Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, it's all word of the day. It better be a money verse about money.
Listen, First Peter 1:21.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I got it. You over here talking. Let's see.
I'm looking at the comments, son. You know what I mean?
Me too. Right.
Because, you know, the viewers are the priority for me. You know what I mean?
Switch say he turned it to Oprah. You get a
bag. Yeah, he gave everybody $2.
Jay, bro.
All right. First Peter 1:21 says, through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him. So your faith and hope are in God. There you go.
Amen.
All right. Trying to call. I see. Let me see.
The only shorter verse than that is Jesus wept. That's crazy.
You do really good. Send $2.
He sent it $2 to 500 people.
What's up?
The next 500 people who tap in, you know what I mean? I'm going to hit your Cash App. He didn't tell you how much.
Let's see.
A real talk. But we really not to talk about nothing while you're doing this,
right?
Right. This is like, yeah, that's like you should have been doing that after. Like, think of the audio.
Right. Dude, what are you talking about?
This is why it's live.
All right, look, this is. What?
I'm trying to think of some.
Yo, no one wants to know how y'all meet.
Oh, look at that.
Who? No.
How did who meet? All of us or them? I don't know.
Well, they're twins, so you know that's how they met.
Hold on, yeah. Highlight Voss. So he said, "I was not TSC is the best. I was not paid to say this." Kimberly says she don't have Cash App, yo.
Oh, okay. All right, I got Alvin right here.
Kimberly, you gotta get one of those Cash
App. You got an Apple phone or something?
Yo, PayPal, Alvin.
Apple.
What's up? All right, bro. What you got PayPal?
Yeah, I got PayPal.
All right, hold on.
Look at this guy, yo. We trying to answer a question.
All right. I'm gonna mute my man. He can go ahead.
I've been trying to get his money, though.
So, Bria Kasari met in the orphanage. How did who meet? All of us? Is that what he talking about?
I'm guessing so, right?
I think the only difference is the ladies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But well, we met JSLA.
Where y'all met him at?
Sorry, I don't know who's supposed to be talking right now.
Where y'all met him at? Y'all met him at Roscoe's, right?
No, it was like Denny's. It was like at Denny's.
No, we met Jay Zale at Tam's.
Yeah, Tam's Burgers. That's right.
No, we met Jay Zale through Voss, actually, through Grow the Heck Up.
Yeah, Voss put me on because, you know, Voss is the plug. Voss connect everybody, really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. And then Jay Zale started this podcast, or he was with you guys when you guys started this podcast. So that's how I started watching regularly. And that's how we all met. If you're wondering how me and her met, we're actually first cousins, like for real. So
there it is. There you go. I hope that answered. I think Voss connected a lot of people.
Facts though. He's like Mitch mentioned that earlier. He's like Franklin from Snowfall. You know what I'm saying? That dude be
Voss.
He connect everybody.
He connect y'all, right? That's not how I met y'all though. Well, and that's not how I met Jimmy and
right, but you kind of did though.
Not really. No.
All right, Alvin.
You
ready? I say that because you was.
I just sent it. Let me know you're on air right now.
We like
on the line.
You just got it.
And then this dude like.
Hold on.
So anyway, no, I say that because
hold on,
because of the barbershop.
Right?
Huh?
All
right, yo. He's looking for his clip.
This is chaotic. I love it.
Right.
There you go. That's it. I'm done.
What are you saying, Jimmy?
Okay.
What are you saying, Jimmy?
Yeah, this is nuts.
I said, we met because of the barbershop. You know what I mean? And the reason why comedian Chris was on Telegram was because of us. So that's why I said.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
He's like, Voss is like 6 degrees of separation. You know what I mean?
Okay. I just know Chris created the barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in the GTHU chat for a minute, and I was engaging with him for a minute, and then he told me, he hit me on the side like, yo, I'm starting a, this is too chaotic because there's mad people, because GTHU Telegram had like, what, 500 people, maybe more? I don't remember the exact number.
Oh, that's
okay. But it was mad people, you know? And so he was in there, and then he was like, yo, this is crazy. This is OD for me, like, you know what I mean? Too much stimulation, pause. And so he's like, I'm gonna start the barbershop, and then, you know what I mean, that's what we meant.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, that's how we met. It was all Telegram. Yeah.
But Voss told me about them. He's like, yo, I know this group. They ill. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna send you some music. And I heard the music. Oh, yo, this is fire. He's like, yeah, they out in the West Coast. He's like, you should link up with them and this and that. And then I don't even know how, like, we had the conversation, but we ended up like agreeing to meet in downtown LA. Right.
Oh yeah, we went to IHOP.
Oh my god!
That's why. Yeah, I said Denny's, but it was IHOP.
That's the one on Flower Street. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had got there early. You know, I'm like leaving the house, right? I get social anxiety and stuff like that, and I had got there early, and I was like, "Yo, they're not coming. This is crazy. They're not coming or whatever." And I was like, "Man!" And then they showed up, and then I think they didn't even eat. I think they had like milkshakes or something.
For real?
No, I definitely.
Nah, you didn't have much. Chip.
Probably.
Chocolate chip what?
Pancakes.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I don't remember, so maybe. I could see you shake though.
Josh said he met y'all too at a go-kart spot.
Oh, yeah. Him and AI. That's right. I almost killed Kasari and BK. I'm sorry.
Oh, did you? You almost ran him over?
Yeah.
Yo, this guy Kyle, yo.
Yo, Kyle can't stand us. That's cool though.
I know what's going on, Kyle.
He's a beast.
Dang.
What is it? We gotta fix this internet connection because I didn't realize that we really look like El Chapo on the internet. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
y'all
like, really El
Chapo. I look like the Mario Brothers, yeah.
Wow. That is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, that joint. Look like Nintendo.
All right.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
Look at this
guy. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, how many winners did you pick, Jay?
Oh, yeah. How many people did you pick?
That was three people.
Nice.
Three people won tonight?
Nice. $6
How much was the total jackpot did you send out tonight?
Bro, that's too much.
What was that? About $70, 75?
Okay. Oh,
bro, that looked like you was flashing more than 75, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, you guys were kept cutting me
off.
Big,
so. He had the big dollars on top and then the ones on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it looked like he had a lot of cash, you know?
Yo, what?
Man just got his taxes back, bro. Yeah, like, yeah, he got to buy, you know, gotta buy kicks for the babies. Bro,
I thought that money was for, you know, for that, it was the whole thing that was going.
That's the whole budget, right? Everybody, for watching. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't.
Wow. Look at that. LNF, false advertising.
Bree K, and Kasari. Listen, we appreciate it. We hope you enjoy the episode. Next week, we're going to be doing this again. And we appreciate everybody.
Definitely $100 bill there.
This dude, Summerfest J.
Summerfest J, let's go.
Whoa.
Yo, that's a new name, Summerfest J.
Hey, listen. Listen, everybody that I sent actually received their money. Everybody,
look, I just tuned in for the cash. he said he was flashing 200.
He said,
he can flip it. Already, it's about to be Nick. The IRS.
Jay is a pyramid, yo.
Yo,
it's not a pyramid, it's a circle. You know what I'm saying?
They got to give it back to the next person, yo. They got to pass that along, yo.
Oh, man. Yo. Thank you, everybody. We're going to go. This has gone far enough. We'll see you next week. We're doing this again.
Thank you for subscribe, tuning in.
Share the episode with a friend and prepare for a lot more from TNC.
Leave some feedback, definitely.
Yeah. Leave a comment. After this video, leave a comment in the description.
Hey, you're not giving money next week again or no?
Yeah, we give
money the rest.
Oh,
they got to give, once they give it back, once they give the money back, then we'll have the budget for another giveaway.
Yo, they got to double that money.
Roll.